أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإني خفت الموالي من ورائي وكانت امرأتي عاقرا فهب لي من لدنك وليا يرثني ويرث من آل يعقوب واجعله ربي رضيا. يا زكريا إنا نبشرك بغلام اسمه يحيى لم نجعل له من قبل سميا. صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah number 5 to 7 of Surah Maryam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the previous ayat spoke about and related to us the prelude of the dua of Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam. The desire was a son, and not a son just to fulfill one's emotional conditions, but a son that will continue the work of Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam insofar as deen is concerned, insofar as the protection of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is concerned. Hence here his dua begins, wa inni khiftul mawali, and O Allah, I have the fear of my family. In other words, my close family members, the environment has become such that the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is being contaminated. People are contaminating the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the interpretation of the verses of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that is getting widespread. I have become old now, and if I have to leave this world, the fear is that my very close family members, close community members, will not have anyone to guide them. So this is my fear. Now in life we all speak about succession in our businesses, family businesses. Otherwise we need to have somebody that continues the legacy, as we would say. But very seldom do we think about the legacy of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Who is there to continue the mission of Allah, the work of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? And this is the great importance that Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam had given. And this is why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions this particular incident about this great Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So I have the fear of my close family members, min wara'i, after me. I have become old, I cannot continue the mission as I had done when I was young. And of course, after I pass on, وَكَانَتِ مُرَأَتِي عَقِرًا, and from before already, my wife, she had been barren, she did not get any children when she was young. When the time was there for her to have children, she didn't get children. Now she has become old, and of course, he expressed his inability, his own weakness, and now something that is beyond the human, that the child or children would only come by the Qudrat and the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So from before she was barren already, فَهَبَلِي مِن لَّدُنْكَ وَلِيَّا, and O Allah, grant me through your fadl, through your grace, a child. In other words, this is not something that is within my own control. I do not have the ability. O Allah, it is only by your fadl and your grace that you grant me this child. Yarithuni wa yarithu min ali Yaqub. Such a child that will become my inheritor and the inheritor of the family of Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam. So the inheritance of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam is not the inheritance of this material world. It is not the things of this world. But the inheritance of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam is that of ilm. It is that of the knowledge of the kitabs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the inheritance that he is speaking about, that Allah, you grant them that they become, or grant him that the child becomes an inheritor of the deen, and the child will continue the work of the deen. وَجَعَلْهُ رَبِّي رَضِيَّا, and he does not stop stop there, but he says, O Allah, make this child pleasing to you. وَجَعَلْهُ رَبِّ رَضِيًّا. Now here he makes this dua for his child, but it is something that we need to take cognizance of in our own lives also, that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his pleasure, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala becomes pleased with us. One is jannat. Jannat is there after we leave this world. And one is the rada, one is the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That pleasure we can acquire in this world also. Ata ibn Abi Rabah rahmatullah alayhi was a great tabi'i, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had blessed him with 70 hajj, 70 times to be on the plains of Arafat. And it has been mentioned about him that a great deal of the day would go in a dua that he would make for that 70 Arafats of his. Allahumma inni as'aluka ridaka wal jannah. O Allah, I ask you for your rida. O Allah, I ask you for your pleasure and jannah. Allah's pleasure in the hereafter is jannah. Jannah is indicative of Allah's pleasure in the akhirat. But in this world also, O Allah, you become pleased with me. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ سَخَطِكَ وَالنَّارِ. And O Allah, I seek refuge in you, by you, from your own wrath, your own anger, and the fire of Jahannam. So this is something, the lessons that we learn from here, is for us also, for our offspring also. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant that we all become the means of the pleasure of Allah, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala becomes pleased with us. وَجَعَلْهُ رَبِّ رَضِيًّا. The ulama have written, particularly, one is, O Allah, grant him ilm, grant him knowledge, and number two, grant him wisdom. Number three, Allah grant him akhlaqul fadila, and that is an akhlaq, a character that is almost perfect. And O Allah, grant him a'mal, actions that is saliha. And then ulama have written that waja'alhu rabbi radiya will also entail that you become pleased with him in a manner that people become pleased with him, so that they will listen to whatever he says with regards to the directives that he gives them insofar as the deen of Allah ta'ala is concerned. Allah's response, Ya Zakariya. This was through the malaika, the angels that came down to give him the glad tidings. Inna nubashiruka bi ghulam. Certainly, we give you the glad tidings of a son. Ismuhu Yahya. And his name will be Yahya. Lam naj'al lahu min qablu samiyya. And we have never given this name to anyone else before him. Before Sayyiduna Yahya, that son that was given to Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam, no other person had been named Yahya. Allah protected that name, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave that name particularly to the son. Ulama have written Yahya, it comes from the word hayat, in actual fact life, and through him people got life insofar as the deen is concerned. And also some say that here it also entails that there had never been another person that had the qualities of Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.